Hey, it is 21 years since the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Can you believe that?
Mate, it's blown my mind.
I know. You, in fact, first thing you said to me this morning was...
Well, because I know what you did at the Sydney Olympics boxing. So I was thinking, yes. 21 years ago, what was I doing? Because it's obviously not an Olympic year now because of the pandemic, and it's going to be Friday. The Olympics kicks off.
I want them to get it back to even numbers, though.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it goes back because Australia's going to get the 2032 Olympics, which will be held in Brisbane. So we'll go back to normality. But in the year 2000, I was a young 19-year-old on my first footy trip in the Greek islands, watching the Olympics on a Greek TV in a pub with no top on, just shook because it was 40 degrees, watching Cathy Freeman win the 400-metre race.
That's right.
Which was unbelievable. I had no idea what the commentator, I don't know what they were saying, but because she was in front, we knew she was winning, and it was unbelievable. I'll never, ever forget it. And that was the day, Boxy, that little Matty Lappin went to a, because she won gold, he went to a fish tank and ate a goldfish and swallowed it. And we're all fishy, 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 fishy on a footy trip. I'll never forget it.
I can't believe you remember something from a footy trip.
I remember that race. It's all I remember from it. But you worked there.
I did. I was a volunteer. I worked for Samsung. So Samsung had international clients that they were bringing over because Samsung were a sponsor.
Yeah.
So my friend at Monash Uni, we were at Monash Uni together, and she said, I got this good gig through a friend. We go to Sydney and we'd work for 3 weeks just as a tour guide. And I was in a uniform with a lanyard and I held up a sign and people had to follow me through the streets because I was taking them places. Wait for this, 3 weeks work, 10 grand.
Whoa, in 2000.
In 2000. I was like
that
a 22-year-old uni student.
Wow.
I was nearly getting that playing footy. My contract was only 20.
Do you know what? I paid off my, not my fun top. That was my, I went to Ringwood Ford on Maroondah Highway and I bought a purple Ford Festiva with that money.
Wow.
It's a great win for me.
Nick was in nappies.
No, I was singing Strawberry Kisses at the...
Yeah, how old were you? You would have been like six or something. Seven?
13.
Oh, God.
Year 8.
Playing Kiss Chasey.
I've just gotten over the Y2K bug. Thankfully avoided that. It was on the bigger and better things.
Olympic memories, Boxy.
Do you have 13-year-old memories, though, from that?
Yeah, year 8.
Yeah,
it was a good Olympics. Like it was a good one for Australia, so it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the vibe like there, Boxy?
It
would have been
awesome.
Amazing.
It was so good. I loved that time of my life.
You could have been a princess too.
Well, so that Mary Donaldson went to the slip-in on a night and all my friends were going, come to the slip-in. And this might surprise you, but I wasn't into going out. So
I'm going to
stay back.
But that 10 grand, 3 weeks work. You're in Sydney during the Olympics. You're like, I'm going to have an early night in.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It was long days, but it was a great vibe. It was a great time in my life. In actual fact, I came back to Melbourne and then I moved to Sydney. That's when I went to do radio in Sydney for 10
years.
That's
how much you loved it.
Yeah. I mean, I love that joint.
I think it's on my bucket list.
The Olympics.
Go to Olympics. Oh. No, go to an Olympics.
Really?
I just find it fascinating. I'm really into it.
Then I went to the London one. Did you? Have you?
Here,
right? Oh, no, sorry. We broadcast from there when I was doing the radio.
Oh, God. Playing.
Wow. 13, 10, 60. That was great.
How
I really
Rio?
Loved that.
Did you party?
I didn't go to Rio. I did go out a couple of times in London.
Oh.
13, 10, 60. This is quite fun. Do you have any memories from the Sydney Olympics that you want to share?
Any good London stories?
Do you know what?
Did you hook up with anyone?
No, I certainly didn't. Huh. I was there for work, although I didn't know that I was pregnant at the time with Trixie.
Oh, wow. Olympic baby.
Yeah. Well, no. Clearly before the
jeans.
Olympics. Anyway, 13, 10, 60. Give us a call if you've got some great Olympic memories.